Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace, celebrating 20 years of discipling others through Charis Bible College worldwide. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Yesterday, I started a new series talking about financial stewardship. I have a book on this by that title. And, you know, this title is descriptive of this teaching. There's a lot of people that teach on financial prosperity and things, and this is what this is about. But I am specifically emphasizing stewardship. This is a different approach. I know that there's a lot of people that have been burned by ministers talking on finances. And, you know, I'm not against prosperity. I believe in prosperity with all of my heart. But I will admit that many times financial prosperity is presented in a way that it is greedy and selfish. And anyway, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. But I'm just saying that I understand the reaction that a lot of people have when a preacher talks about finances. I think that sometimes, whether it's taught this way or just received this way, it has been manipulative. I've seen telethons where people say that if you'll give, you know, X amount of dollars in the next 10 minutes, that there's going to be this special blessing and time is running out and God's going to quit. And if you don't give within the next 30 seconds and then they get a word from God, oop, God told me He's going to extend it 12 more minutes. And for 12 more minutes, the blessing of God is going to function as long as you call in. And you know what? I believe that people who have done that, I'm not saying that they aren't Christian. I'm not saying that they're of the devil, but I believe that that's carnal, and I don't believe that that stuff is true. And because of it, there's a lot of people turned off to prosperity, but there is a truth here. And if you don't receive this truth, I guarantee you, you are not going to be able to accomplish God's instructions unless you have the prosperity that you need in order to be able to do that. That is certainly true in my life and ministry, but it's also true on an individual level of every single one of you. You know, statistics show that in marriage, financial problems are the number one thing that cause problems in marriage. And I'm telling you, God has a lot of instruction in His Word about prosperity. I've heard somebody else say this. I haven't counted it myself, but I heard a preacher say that there's like 500 verses in the Bible on prayer and maybe a few less than that on faith. And of course, that depends on how you interpret things. But there's over 2,000 verses on finances. I know that Jesus taught more on finances than He did on heaven and hell. And those are all weighty, important issues. I'm not saying that those things aren't important. But just by the volume of verses in the Bible that talk about finances, this is an important area. And there's a lot of people that they have their spiritual Christian area, their life, and then they have their secular part of their life. And I don't think that God ever intended it to be that way. I think that that's one of the reasons that God established a tithe and gave us instructions about offerings and things like this, is because He wanted us to bring Him into our work area and into our finances. You know, if you are a typical Christian, you probably go to church 1 hour or maybe 2 hours maximum in a week. If you are a stark, raving, mad fanatic, and if you're there every time the doors are open, you might go 10 hours a week, but that would certainly be an exception rather than the rule. And yet, the average person watching this program will work 40 hours a week, or sometimes 50 or 60 hours a week. Just by sheer volume, we spend more time in the area of finances, making a living, than we do in most of our Christian things. And so I don't believe that the Lord intended for us to have this spiritual part of our life where we do a daily devotion, we might go to church, and we do a few things like this, and this is our spiritual part of our life, and then there's this secular part of our life where it's just out there dog eat dog, and we're doing everything all on our own by our own effort. The Lord established it that He will supernaturally provide for you if you go to trusting Him in your finances. Now, I'm going to share a lot of scriptures on this. And I tell you, I really want to get this point across that the Lord wants to be involved in this financial part of your life. If you watched my program yesterday, I showed the testimony of Kurt Barreto. And Kurt Barreto was a man that made a lot of money, but it was all in his own effort. He had leveraged things. He was mortgaged up to the hilt. And then when they had the housing bust in 2008, 2009, man, his world just fell apart. And the thing that really turned him around, the teaching that turned him around, was my teaching entitled Self-Centeredness, the Root of All Grief. Now, some people may not see the connection between self-centeredness and prosperity, but really there is a super connection. If you are trusting in yourself, if you are dependent upon yourself, if you think it is all up to you and your hard work to make you prosper, and if you aren't trusting God, but you are just trying to do everything through yourself, that is a recipe for disaster. It will wear you out. It will burn you out. And this is where so many people live. But the Bible instructs us there is a right and a wrong way to prosper. There is a godly way to prosper. And then there is a way to prosper that is ungodly. You know, with little effort, you could see this, that there are some people who've made billions and they have all of these things that everybody looks at in the natural sense and thinks this is what it's all about. They've got houses, they've got fame, they've got recognition, they can do anything they want. And yet these people are miserable because it came by their own effort. You know, there's a scripture, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. And it's implying there that there is a way to become rich through God that doesn't produce this sorrow. You don't have the burden and you don't have the weight of producing this wealth and maintaining it on your own. But there is another way to prosper, that there is sorrow that comes with it. And I'm telling you, there is a godly way to prosper. There is a right way to riches, and there is a wrong way to riches. And I feel that by a lack of teaching on this, a lack of proper teaching on this, many people have taken the world's route and they are trying to meet their needs. And again, some of you aren't thinking about being rich. It's not that you want to have, you know, all of these multiple houses and things like this, but just to get your needs met. Many of you are going about it in your own wisdom, using the wisdom of this world and not following the guidelines that are found in the Word. And because of it, you may have even obtained a place to where your needs are met, but there isn't any peace. There's no safety. It's like you're in turmoil. When the financial crisis hit in 2008 and 2009, did you know, of course, many of these billionaires, they were committing suicide because they were seeing the financial cliff and all of the problems that were coming. But even Christians were worried and scared and they began to panic. And that's because, again, they didn't gain their prosperity God's way. When you do it God's way, then God is your source, not the U.S. economy or whatever country you're watching this program in. It's God that's your source, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews chapter 13. It also says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, that my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God supplies our needs based on a heavenly economy. It doesn't fluctuate based on recession, boom and bust cycles. And if you start prospering God's way, you can have a security and a peace that will last you through recession, depression, any of these kind of things. You can sleep at night. You don't have the burden and the pressure of doing these things. There are some people that, again, you may be prospering in the world standards. You may have a very nice house, car, all of these things that you need, but you are just on the edge. Financially, you are mortgaged to the hilt, and if you have a bump in the road, if you have any financial downturn, man, your life could be gone in a second. And that is not security, and that is not the way that God wants us to live. There is a right and a wrong way to prosper. And so I'm going to be talking about God's way of prosperity. And I tell you, this could just revolutionize your life. It could take a tremendous amount of pressure off of you. It could refocus your attention. And I believe that this could just transform your life. Let me start with Luke chapter 16, verse 1. And there's a parable that Jesus gave right here. I'm going to be spending a lot of time on this. At one time, this parable was one of the hardest passages of Scripture for me to understand that there was in the entire Bible. It just didn't seem to make sense. But now the Lord has given me revelation on this, and this is one of the most powerful passages of Scripture. It just speaks to me, and if you would open up your heart and receive it, this could totally change your outlook on prosperity and how God wants you to prosper. In Luke chapter 16, verse 1, it says, "And he said unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods." Now, I'm going to be going through this parable, and then I'll be going through Jesus' interpretation and application of this parable, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on this. But I want to start in the very first verse and just emphasize this, that this is a story about a man who is a steward. The word steward means that you work for somebody else, and the money that you are managing is not your own money. It belongs to someone else. It is not yours. You do not have the privilege, the right, to just do with it whatever you want to. You are accountable to the person who is your employer and who actually owns the money. So a steward is a person who manages the financial affairs of another person. And you have to constantly keep this in mind. And this is one of the points that I want to make as we start talking about prosperity. Prosperity is not just a way for you to like put a coin in a slot, pull a handle, and here comes all, you know, God's prosperity and provision out, and it's just yours and you do what you want to. No, you are a steward of God's resources that He's committed unto you. And therefore, you are accountable to God for the way you manage your money. Now again, I've already made mention of this in the first part of today's program, but again, see, a lot of people, they spend maybe one to, if you're a fanatic, 10 hours a week with the Lord in a spiritual relationship, but then you spend 40, 50, 60 hours a week working, and most people have a disconnect, and they think that this is my money, I earned this. When you go to pick up your paycheck, you don't just thank your boss and say, "Oh, thank you so much for giving this to me." No, you look at it as, "I earned this. This is mine. I deserve this." And you, if you aren't careful, you will become possessive and you will think that I'm the one that produced this. It is my ability that produced all of this. But did you know the truth is, and I know some of you, you're going to have to make a huge leap of faith to embrace what I'm saying right here, but I believe it's true, that God is the one who has caused you to prosper. Now again, there's people that think, "Well, you don't know how much I work. You don't know about the amount of effort I've put into this." But you know, you didn't cause yourself to be born at this time. You didn't control that. What if you would have been born 1,000 years ago, maybe under a system where there was all of this, you know, the things that went on in Europe in the Middle Ages, and there were peasants, and then the royalty, and unless you were royalty, there was just no hope of you ever changing your situation. What if you had been born as a slave? What if you had been born in a third world country? What if you had been born into one of these situations where you were raised in prostitution and that's just the way of life? You know, the point I'm trying to get across is, if you're watching this program, you have relative prosperity compared to all of the people that have lived on this planet in the past. You didn't cause yourself to be born at this time. This is probably one of the most prosperous times in the history of the world. We have a lot of democracies, republics that are giving freedom to their citizens that people didn't have in the past. You could have been born at a time where you didn't have this. There are people that have died. There are wars that have been fought to give us this relative prosperity. What I'm saying is, whether you recognize it or not, God placed you on the earth at a time where we have opportunities and advantages that other people didn't have. You didn't cause that to happen. And you have talents and abilities, your mind functions, and you're able to do things that enable you to work a job and enable you. You know, many of you are artists and you have talents and you do things, you build things and do all of these different things. You know, God is the one who gave you these talents. Now, you can develop them, you can increase them, you can hone your skills, but you cannot put in what God left out. And God made each one of us with a specific design, and each one of us have certain talents and abilities that enable us to do things. And so whether you realize it or not, God is the source of this. All the Lord would have to do is just stir the chemicals in your brain just a little bit, and I guarantee you, you'd be having drool dropping off of your chin. You could, you know, instead of licking your stamps, you could just touch them to the drool, amen, and affix them to whatever. You aren't the one that caused you to be able to think properly. Now, you can educate yourself, and again, you can develop it, but you can't put in what God left out. Whether you realize it or not, God is the source of your health, of the time that you were born, of all of your talents and all of your abilities. The Lord moves and gives us benefits. And I can truthfully say that in my life, the Lord has spoken to me and led me. And the things that are happening in my life and the good things that are happening, it's not because I'm so sharp and I'm so smart and have been able to do it. It's because God has blessed me. He's directed my path. I've been following Him. And that's the reason that my life is blessed and productive. And I'm touching other people and seeing things happen. Some of you have heard me say this many times, but it's a powerful example of what I'm talking about. That right before my mother died, she was 96 years old when she died. And I was talking to her, and she was wanting me to tell her once again about all of the things that God was doing through the ministry internationally and all of these things. And I was telling her, and she was so blessed. But then she didn't want me to be lifted up in pride. And so she looked at me and she said, "Andy, you know that that's God." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I know that's God." And then she stuck her little bony finger right in my face and she says, "You aren't smart enough to do this." And you know what? I agree 100%. And this is what I'm trying to get across to you, that, you know what, I followed God. I'm not saying that I haven't done certain things and taken steps of faith and studied the Word and prayed and done all of these things. But really, my blessing on my life and the way that people's lives are being changed is not because of my great wisdom and ability and talents. You know, when people watch my program, probably the number one comment that I get from people, I was just in our Bible college in Raleigh-Durham. I was in our Bible college in Washington, D.C., and also I was in our Bible school in, Kansas City. And in every one of those places, students got up and gave a testimony and said that they saw me on the television for years. And they said, "This is the most boring person. He's just sitting there talking. Why would anybody listen to him?" And then for whatever reason, you know, they just stopped one day and listened. And once they got to hearing the Word, then they were blessed. And now they are, you know, plugged in to the ministry and they're being tremendously blessed by it. But the point I'm making is, you know, it's not my great talent and ability. It's not my charisma. I'm not like a lot of ministers that are flashy and are great speakers and all of these kind of things. It's just the blessing of God. I'm following what God's told me to do. God is blessing it. And whether you realize it or not, the same is true of you. You may be able to point to the fact that you've worked 50, 60 hours a week and that you've labored, but God is the one who gave you your strength, your health, your talents, your ability, your intellect to be able to do that. So whether you recognize it or not, the truth is you are a steward of the talents and the abilities that God has given you. And I believe that the first step to financial prosperity and doing it God's way is to recognize that, "God, You are the one that created me. I did not evolve. You created me with a purpose." I won't take time to turn over there and read these verses, but in Psalms chapter 139, it talks about that God saw all of our parts before they were ever formed while we were still in our mother's womb. And I think it's the NIV that says all of our days were written in His book before there actually were any of them. God created you for a purpose and a design. You are not your own. Your life is not your own. Your talents, your abilities are not your own. There is only one chance that you have to reach your full potential, and that's to find out what God created you for and to start living your life as a steward and say, God, what is your purpose for my life? How do you want me to prosper? How do you want me to do things? And if you would follow His guidance and His leading, I guarantee you, you would prosper more than you could ever prosper on your own, doing it your own way. There are just so many scriptures that go along with this. Proverbs chapter 3 talks about trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. A modern way of saying that is that you need to find God's will and you need to trust God and do it His way and not be so self-sufficient. You know, we have people today that are a self-made man or a self-made woman and they take great pride in it. All that means is that you're headed for a disaster because there's another passage that says there is a way that seems right unto man, but the ends thereof are the way of death. You can do it your own way, but I guarantee you it's going to lead to death. The heartache, the turmoil, the fact that people today are so stressed out that people are depending upon drugs and alcohol and they're having to take pills to put them to bed and pills to get them up is all an indication that you are doing it your way. And even if you prosper temporarily, I guarantee you the end of that is going to be death. There will come a time that your strength will run out, that your great wisdom isn't going to be there, that situations will change. And unless you are prospering God's way, unless you get this attitude that I'm a steward, that God created me with a purpose, what is God's purpose? And until you find God and start following Him, even if you prosper, it's going to be on a slippery slope. It's going to be on ice. You're going to fall sooner or later. And this has been proven millions of times in the natural realm. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there is a God way to prosper and a self way to prosper. And if you prosper in your own self effort, by your own wisdom, it's going to take its toll on you. It's going to cost you. It's going to hurt you. And it's not going to last. But if you do it God's way, if the blessing of the Lord will make you rich and there won't be any sorrow that's added with it, you'll be able to sleep at night. And I believe that the first step in that is recognizing that you're a steward, that this is not just yours. It's not up to you to pick and choose. There is a lot of instruction in the Word of God, and I'm going to start sharing that with you that will tell you how to prosper God's way. And if you will follow God's system of prosperity, it'll make you rich, and there won't be any sorrow added with it. You will be blessed, blessed, blessed.
Thank you, friends and partners. Your investment in Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College continues to make disciples worldwide. Meet Tracy Elliott Reed. Born among the wild ponies of Dartmoor, England, as a young girl, she dreamed of cowboys and Indians.
That was a dream God put in me because decades later, I rode across America and met cowboys and Indians.
Encouraged by Andrew Womack's teaching on grace and faith, she embarked on horseback adventures, riding the length of New Zealand through Southern Europe, and more recently riding alone through the American West from Mexico to Canada.
Life is an adventure. It should be an adventure with God when we believe that God is for us.
She's published her Journeys of Faith in high-quality coffee table books filled with scripture and inspiration. To enjoy Tracy's life of adventure, go to TracyElliottReap.com. Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College, changing lives and changing the world for 20 years. Go to CharisBibleCollege.org for more information.
Andrew's complete teaching titled Financial Stewardship is available in book form in either English or Spanish for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get the book as part of the Prosperity Package. This package includes the Financial Stewardship series on CD, the book, the Financial Stewardship Study Guide, and the Financial Breakthroughs DVD. This DVD includes 6 true stories that could change your financial future and help you experience the freedom of turning your finances over to God. The entire package has a catalog value of $115, but today you can get the Prosperity Package for a gift of $85 or more. Go to awmi.net and click on Today's TV Offer to see all the ways you can get this teaching. The first audio teaching in today's series is titled, What is a Steward? It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Lessons from David for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download additional free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In November, he'll be in Mesa, Arizona, and in San Antonio, Dallas, and Fort Worth, Texas. And in January, he'll be in Phoenix and Mesa, Arizona, and at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park, Colorado, for the annual Charis Bible College Men's Advance. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net.
Want to find out what's going on behind the scenes at Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College? Check out the Inside Story. Simply log on to awmi.net. Look to the upper right-hand corner of the homepage and click on the Inside Story. Discover what's happening at Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College. The Inside Story, only on awmi.net.